Hi, my name is Ethan White, and I would like to start by welcoming you to our Veets Group podcast session. Today's podcast will focus on sightline material requirements planning and advanced planning and scheduling. With me today is Vishnu Raman, who is a senior project manager with Veets Group. Vishnu brings a wealth of sightline experience to our discussion today. Just to give a brief overview of Vishnu's sightline background, he has over 17 years of sightline experience, of which 8 of those years he worked directly for what is now an organization called N4. Vishnu has executed hundreds of sightline projects and has led over 25 implementations and upgrades. Vishnu, if you don't mind, I would like to get right into asking you a few questions pertaining to sightline APS and MRP. So Vishnu, what are the different material planning methods available in Sightline 8?
Good morning, Ethan. Again, it's glad to do this podcast today on MRP and APS. Well, let's get into it. Sightline 8 offers 3 different planning methods. Okay, we have the traditional MRP, which was available even on the Sightline on Progress. And then now we have 2 flavors of APS, which is Advanced Planning and Scheduling. With APS, we have the infinite APS model, which constrains only on materials, not on capacity. And then you have the finite model of APS, which constrains on material and capacity. So this is the higher level of APS. So these are the three planning methods we have in Sightline 8.
Okay. What are the pros and cons of these planning methods?
Well, MRP is generally simpler to use, and it's less strict in terms of data accuracy for, let's say, routings, bill of materials, lead time, and inventory. Okay. However, MRP does not have a lot of tools which help you analyze allocations and shortages, kind of like APS does. So you don't have all the tools. But MRP does do backward planning, which helps you, especially if that's the environment you're working in. And it gives you complete flexibility on how you can plan your purchasing and production. Okay, having said that, however, APS is much more realistic in planning a due date for the order. Time also becomes a constraint in addition to material and capacity, which means that it will not plan in the past as MRP does. Okay, so due dates are more realistic, and it has a lot more tools to analyze shortages and let's say load on a work center and things like that. APS, however, requires a lot more accurate data in routings, bill of materials, and inventory levels. It also needs a lot of periodic data maintenance to clean up old orders, old POs, jobs. So there's a lot more cleanup work which needs to be done on the APS side.
All right. How do I go about choosing what's right for my company?
Okay. What's right for your company would depend a lot on material planning maturity of your company, as well as the industry your company operates in, as well as your customers, okay? If your company has not done any material planning in the past, then it would be easier to get started with MRP or infinite APS models. If your company has less flexibility with setting due dates, where your customer dictates the due dates and you basically have to supply to that due date, especially if you're supplying to the line, then you have less flexibility and MRP would be a better tool, or for that matter, infinite APS would be a better tool. Okay, so those would be the tools. But if you do have some flexibility in setting due dates, then you can consider APS, especially the infinite model. Okay, the finite APS is a higher level maturity, so it requires you to have used APS for some time and everybody to be familiar with the inputs and outputs and all that. So I would say finite APS would be the third step in the process, so you have to wait to get there. So maybe your options would be MRP if you have very less flexibility in terms of setting due dates, but if you have some flexibility with working with your customers and setting appropriate due dates, then you could attempt the infinite APS model.
Okay, so what's involved with implementing APS or MRP?
Okay, generally implementing APS or MRP is not a discrete event. Rather, it is a process. What do I mean by that is it takes quite some time to configure, train, and get ready for it. So it's just not one event like a training event. Okay, some of the steps involved in implementing APS or MRP are, first, we need to assess your environment, which means we have to look at your current order entry process, how you take your orders, how you provide due dates for your orders. Look at your purchasing process, how you release your POs, whether you do blankets, forecasts for components or not. And then we also need to look at your job release process, how soon you create your jobs and when do you release them, as well as your production reporting process. Okay, so we need to have a good understanding of that. We also need to have a good understanding of your product lines and how they are manufactured, because this will help us configure your APS or MRP appropriately. Okay, once the configuration is done, the next step is the training. So we need to train all your key users on the material planning process that we choose, whether it's MRP or APS, and all the tools that are available at their disposal. So they need to become very, very familiar with it. Okay, training is followed by piloting. In the piloting process, what we generally do is we take you through a day in the life of your business, especially when it comes to material planning. So right from taking an order to purchasing components, to releasing jobs, making the products. So that has to be done within the APS or MRP environment. And we want your key users to understand how to run through that process, get familiar with it, understand the different reports which are available, understand the inputs to this process, understand the outputs from this process, and how to react to it. So they have to become very familiar with that. And once everybody's comfortable, then we set a go-live date, go live on it. And then after the go-live, it's the post-go-live support and constantly updating data that needs to be updated and keeping it accurate. So that's generally the steps for implementing MRP and APS.
So do I need a separate license for this?
Well, MRP and Infinite APS is part of the standard sideline, so there is no need to buy a separate license for it. However, if you want to do the Finite APS, which constrains both on material and capacity, it does require purchasing a separate license. However, we would not recommend that you try that as a first option. So you should gradually get to it, we would say. Yeah. So maybe start with MRP or the Infinite APS model and then work up to the Finite APS model.
Great. Well, how can Veets Group help?
Well, Veets can help with all aspects of your MRP or APS implementation, which includes the assessment of your environment, providing the necessary training, piloting the process, helping you with the go-live, and then the post-go-live support. Okay, over the years, we have implemented MRP and APS at several Sightline customers, and we have refined the process to maximize the success and adaptability to your company. This change does impact the culture of your company, so we have to make sure that everybody is on board and they're going to start using this. So we can certainly help you maximize your success there. And we'll be happy to provide references on this as well, so you can talk to them about our process and methodology. Okay, basically, now to summarize, MRP and APS helps to minimize inventory by bringing in parts when needed. And it also helps you reduce shortages by planning for components well in advance. And in the case where you don't have enough lead time, it provides you visibility so you can plan on expediting them if you could. And then finally, it helps you produce products to meet your customer due date, which is, after all, the end goal of this. So that's, in a nutshell, that's the goal of MRP and APS.
Great. Vishnu, I would like to thank you for your time today. Thanks again for listening to our podcast recording. Just a reminder, Veets Group is a professional services consulting firm with expertise in Sightline. If you have any questions pertaining to Sightline or need assistance, please contact Veets Group toll-free at 877-834-8702 or email us at info@veetsgroup.com.